Good morning and welcome to our podcast. My name is David Pritchard and I'm the head of marketing here at Syntons. I'm joined today by my colleague Amanda Maskery, who is the head of NHS healthcare here at Syntons. And our podcast today, which will last approximately 5 to 10 minutes, is the third in our Top Tips for GP podcast series. And today, Amanda is going to discuss GP practice mergers. So, without any further ado, Amanda, good morning and over to you.
Thank you, David. Practice mergers present GPs with the opportunity to achieve significant efficiencies, but the legal issues raised in the process to complete a merger can be complex. GP mergers can provide significant benefits, which include economies of scale, specified enhanced services, combined resources on staffing or premises, a boost to overall buying power, more efficient commissioning, succession planning, financial stability, and consolidation of banking and finance. But the process GPs need to undertake to achieve a successful merger and the arising legal and practical issues can require patience and will almost certainly call for professional legal advice. There are many different types of merger, and you will often hear the names administrative merger and full merger mentioned in discussions with NHS England. So it's important to think about the legal structure of a complete merger. A GP practice merger often requires a new partnership deed and could mean at least one of the existing practices will need to be dissolved. Which one should be chosen? The answer will depend on the level of bank funding each practice has, its legal structure and accountancy advice. It will also depend on NHS England and the route to merger that the practice has proposed to take, i.e. whether it is an administrative merger or a full merger. To achieve a successful merger, the parties will need to draw up a joint partnership agreement with the input of experienced commercial solicitors with specialist knowledge of GP practices. This process could also help achieve a common understanding on key issues such as working hours, outside commitments, decision making, holidays, sabbaticals, governance and decision making, and financial arrangements. There are many related factors to consider when pulling together an agreement and moving towards a full merger. Firstly, what are the potential overlap of roles once the merger has been undertaken? What is the contractual position on PMS and GMS contracts, especially in the event of one of the contractors' death or retirement? How will employees be consulted on the merger according to GP guidelines? What are the assets and liabilities of each practice and how will they be transferred across? How will patients be consulted in line with NHS England's requirements? Project management, who will manage the merger and what will the key roles and responsibilities be? What will happen to the properties that the practices are occupying? To ensure a successful merger, due diligence will need to be performed around the following issues: governance arrangements, commercial contracts, real estate, employment, particularly in relation to the Transfer Undertaking Protection of Employment Regulations, clinical issues, non-clinical disputes, health and safety compliance, intellectual property rights, staff pensions, finance and banking. The need to rationalise the use of property is a common driver for mergers. GPs will need to take steps to make sure that premises are brought into the ownership of the merged partnership. In the case of a lease or mortgage, GPs will need the consent of the landlord or mortgagee. If a loan is involved, the lender's requirements will also need to be addressed. It is advisable to consult a specialist property lawyer to ensure that these requirements are met. NHS England's approval is needed for developments, relocations, and vacating of existing premises. It is vital to consider the financial implications of a merger. Will the practice's commercial interests and therefore the future earnings of individual GPs genuinely be improved by a merger? Take time to consider the options. A successful practice merger is not something that can be done in a hurry. A risk analysis is vital to ensure that the merger happens in the smoothest way possible. Here at Syntons, we specialise in advising general practitioners from individuals to large practices on a national basis, and we're seeing more and more occasions where GP practices are coming together in even bigger quantities. This has increased list size dramatically, and this needs to be taken into consideration when looking at the advantages of a merger. We understand the range of issues affecting GPs, and we advise on all aspects that regulate the provision of primary care, as well as advising on mergers and contractual documents. We can also offer you specialist expertise and experience in a range of areas such as buying into a practice, sale and leaseback, surgery development, medical law, partnership agreements, practice agreements, CQC registration, employment and HR, property and real estate law, practice mergers, as mentioned before, federations, PCNs, joint ventures and collaborations, procurement and competitive tendering, healthcare development, healthcare leases, retirement planning, succession arrangements. We also advise on service charge disputes and partnership disputes. And I'm going to pass you back to David.
Thanks, Amanda. Enjoyed listening to that one. Very quickly for me, we release our webinars, podcasts, and blogs on a regular basis. all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And that includes the first two episodes of this GP podcast series. You can also follow the healthcare team on Twitter at SintonsHC. As I usually say at this point, if you'd like to discuss anything Amanda's raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her. She can be contacted via telephone 01912267878 or via email amanda.maskery@sintons.co.uk. Episode 4 will be with you in approximately 2.5 weeks' time. Once again, thanks everybody for listening, for tuning in. Stay safe, everyone, and we'll speak to you next time.